It'll, it's running now, but I have nothing from before.
You're going to have to just make a written record, I guess, too.
Well, but it doesn't, for tape purposes. Do you want to redo anything?
No. There's nothing new we did. We just approved
it. Attendance by observation was everyone's here. Approve or disapprove the agenda was 7-0. Approve or disapprove minutes of previous meeting was 7-0.
6-0
with Barnard abstaining. Comments from the public request for future agenda items, there was no comments. Approve or disapprove exemption application for Habitat for Humanity, we have not voted on. Motion by Bauman, seconded by Gronewald. One lot was $4,000 and some dollars. One lot was $10,000 and some dollars for future building. Any more discussion? Vote. 7-0 to approve. Public hearing and approve or disapprove tax exemptions on vehicles owned by qualifying nonprofit organizations. Mosaic. I think it went. Your right side has seen it, haven't you guys?
No, this is this.
Oh, that's that. I'm on the wrong. Oh, we need a motion to open a public hearing.
So moved.
Moved by Bauman, seconded by Anderson. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve. Tax exemptions on vehicles. One is Dodge 2010 Caravan. I don't see. Where's the dollar amounts? It's a 210 Caravan, and the other one is a 2011 Toyota Sienna. There's two Toyota Sienna minivans, and they're for Mosaic.
Make a motion to approve tax correction slips.
You have to close your...
Okay, motion to close public hearing. Moved by Bauman.
Second.
Seconded by Byers. Discussion. Vote. 7-0.
Now make a motion to approve tax correction slips 20...
No, we're not doing tax corrections. You're on Mosaic.
Mosaic.
Sorry. We're going to approve Mosaic.
Second.
Moved by Bauman, seconded by Byers. Discussion. Vote.
Got to keep checking.
7-0.
I'm going to get behind.
Approve or disapprove tax correction slips 20, 21, 22, and 23.
I'm not touching this one.
I would so move.
Moved by Byers.
I will second.
Seconded by Anderson.
I have a quick question, Patty. How many years or how far back between Shallows and Colgroves was there a misunderstanding on the buildings? Any idea?
As far as I know, some railroad land changed hands like in 07, I believe, is when
pretty
it was.
Recently.
And we put them on Wayne Colgroves but didn't take them off of Shallows, and Les didn't realize it, and we didn't realize it, and so we made the correction. And you can go current year and 2 years back, so he should be okay.
Okay.
And Wayne's got him on his, so I think at the time of the transfer, we weren't sure where. But
that'd be the little village of Kreider, grain bins situation.
Yep.
Anybody know where little Kreider? Or Kreider on 112, and you go straight south, and that railroad, used to be railroad crossing, Crick, and then you climb this great big hill just before you get to Highway 8 on 112. It's kind of
Metropolis of Kreider.
Boy, you've stayed on the north end way too long.
Yeah, we got to get him on a road trip.
What was Mayberry or what was the other one down there by Rockford? Rockford out there.
Mayberry's in Pawnee County.
The big county
one out there.
Yeah, there's a Mayberry.
There's another little you go through. You don't blink, you'll miss it.
It was village, had stockyards and grain elevator and had a school. And
okay, any more discussion? Vote. 7-0 to approve. Approve or disapprove late filings of homestead exemptions for the following. Terry Brownwell, Roger Borger, Dennis Hardy, Gary Vidosh.
Basically what happens with that is you have until July 20th, but we have to have board approval to approve those people. They may be waiting on doctor's letters, income statements. So you have until July 20th with board approval. Actually, the due date on those was June 30th. So we have to run them through the board, and then we'll send the minutes up with Don with those applications. So.
Make a motion to approve.
Moved by Bauman.
I'll second it.
Seconded by Gronewald. Discussion.
Mr. Chairman, is there, by these being late, is there anything we do here that it's okay to accept?
I just need to have board approval on the ones that are late. Okay. That's in the law that as long as they're filed in by July 20th, then I have to have the minutes go up with the homesteads. So.
Any more discussion? Vote. 7-0. Discuss and approve or disapprove late filing a property valuation protest.
Okay, we put this one in on August 6th.
Marilla Snyder, come in August 6th. So what's the norm? What do we normally do on this?
Nothing in the law that I know of that will allow you to hear the protest, but you would have to send her a letter. I would assume that's what would be handled.
And you got certain time to file them. State
my guess is we can't legally do it, yeah, even if we'd want to. That's just a guess. I wish our attorney were here. But
yeah, if the law involved.
If you need a question from Rick, he's on vacation, I believe, but he said you can call him, email him, or text him during the meeting if you have any questions.
As far as I know, you've done this in the past, but it requires a letter sent out to the taxpayer.
We have accepted them?
No.
No, I'm going to say.
Denied, but you need.
You must deny it.
Don, I think, felt like the board needs to know about it.
Board of Equalization probably needs to make an action before we just send a letter saying it's, you know, you guys have to.
I move we disapprove.
Second.
Moved by Byers, seconded by Fleece. Discussion. Vote. 7-0. Patty, what else?
The only other thing I have is we got the centrally assessed values in yesterday. They're just very late in the afternoon, so I can give you a tentative figure on the valuation. I don't know, is that okay as long as it's not on the agenda? I mean, it's just discussion. Or do you want to wait till next? $1,930,962,027. What that equates is that we are down on personal property by approximately a little over almost $13 million. The centrally assessed went up $22,694,831. And the real estate in our county went up $6,321,250. So the centrally assessed basically is what's really helped because of that. I think the new pipeline, the Rocky Express, came through down by Odell. But this is very preliminary because as of August 10th, the state has to certify the railroads and the pipelines to us. So we work on those for a while, and sometimes we have to balance those sheets out and we do find problems. So hopefully we won't, and hopefully this is what the value will stay at. Last year, the value was $1,914,883,463. So I will give you, August 20th is when political subdivisions receive these, so I will give you at the next meeting a more in-depth, but that's what it tentatively is as of today. The other thing that we need to talk about is the preliminary request for levies came in August 1st, and I need to know where you want me to set townships at on the prelim. Last year they were 7.5 cents.
That's probably a discussion we should have. I know, based on a conversation that took place in Road and Bridge, that there I got a few phone calls yesterday evening about using a cent or a half a cent to do something with the roadside issue, how that would affect townships. And one particular township says, okay, if we're our valuation is 5.5, does that mean we automatically go to 5? And I said, as long as you're not up against the 7.5, you're fine. But it would affect, I believe it's, I looked at it last night, I believe there's 4 townships that are in excess of 7.5. So maybe we ought to have a discussion either in Road and Bridge or...
Well, I'm going to crack Luke a little bit. I think his article's off a hair there because that was a suggestion from the public on the half cent that was brought to me. If you remember, it was brought to me by somebody that lives in the rural, which is not on a township board, and they suggested that. So that's where that came from. And that's all that was.
Yeah, and then that discussion evolved, and that at first blush it sounded, you know, reasonable or pretty good. But remember, we give them the authority to tax, not the dollars. So there's really nothing for us to take back, especially from any of those townships who weren't in excess of the authority. So you answered, I think that whoever called you, you answered that quite correctly. It sounded good, but it just isn't workable. So.
And I think that was kind of the, when they made the interpretation that they were going to lose funding, the county was going to take something from somebody, and I don't think that was the intent. So if we would decide to do that, it probably would behoove us to contact townships and maybe just have a public meeting, because I think, Dave, how long ago was that when we went from 8.5 to 7.5? How was that received?
2 years ago.
Two or three.
And was that received?
Two.
Okay. So, and then how would that affect those people who are in excess that have levies that have gone over that? If we take that authority back?
They would have had a bond issue. Most
so they're
of
okay until
over.
That rolls off. Okay. So really little to no effect of them at all.
Yeah. Because they have in essence created their own authority by having their election or their town hall meeting. And
that discussion though was both brainstorming on how do we address the tree issue. So I mean it was just a brainstorming on is there alternatives, something we can do.
I just wanted to give you feedback.
Yeah.
A lot of people latched onto that and said, oh my goodness, and I tried to do a little crowd control last night.
No, that's where that was.
A bit of a problem again with media, you know, either printed or radio, is that those things get out kind of prematurely, and from a brainstorming session, they can be, you know, misinterpreted pretty easily. So.
Gary,
are we going to have this discussion about this roadside stuff during Marlins? Are we going to have it at the next meeting? Or I have also too had some questions, and if it goes in too depth, shouldn't we have a joint meeting with the township association again? If we're going to really grab a hold of that? Or are we going to talk about it more today during
To be honest, I think we're too far into the budget to change some of that this year.
I guess the discussion
is what it was.
Okay.
These townships have already set out and figured out what their budget's going to be for the next year based upon that 7.5 cents. I think you're a year premature of doing that.
Maybe I'll have some questions for Marlon.
Yeah, you can ask Marlon
some
questions.
Things that was asked that he could probably answer after a bit.
Process.
So we probably could 7.5. I guess
I don't anticipate a change. We haven't talked
about
the
change. Stay with township levying authority of 7.5 cents.
But that has to be voted on next meeting, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because we listened to it. The resolution came down 26th of last year, so the next meeting would be close
25th.
To, yeah.
But to my knowledge, Road and Bridge or nowhere else has talked about taking any authority away from the townships, correct? So, I mean, that 7.5.
Okay. Then as far as the fire districts, anything, 3 cents is what? Has anything changed with the issues with Wymore and that?
Well, it has no bearing on it. 3% is fire only.
3 cents.
3 cents.
3 cents.
And they aren't eligible for the MFO money if it doesn't stay at 3 cents, and it's got to be consistent.
So... 3 cents. Okay. Then I'll have the resolution. We'll need to put that on for next.
Or 1 cent will bring in $193,000. Just about last year, it brought in $192,000.
There's not a very big increase in our valuation, and I think you're going to continue to possibly see this. You know.
Remember last year we were up close to that million.
Flat?
I don't know, because $6 million just on the county side isn't a very. I mean, that's a year that we haven't seen in a long time. That's downward. You know, we've had pretty good valuation increases in the past, but depending on what sales show, what we're going to have to do again next year. You know, the pipelines is what with that new pipeline. I believe that $22 million increase is what. Because another thing you have to remember, biodiesel. And, you know, we may want to talk to Randy a little bit more about that case, because I still have a Turk case that was from last year that I have not heard from Turk on biodiesel. You know, they continued the case, and so they have not sent me anything to zero that out. That would be the personal property side that this year went off because of their situation.
I just had a note here from last year that valuations last year for the county went up 13.6%. Is that about... And we're only 6% this year?
A lot of that, most
no,
of that
we're at $6 million this year. But
additional 16, and that, weren't you $1,930,000,000 in this year? Didn't you say $1,914,000,000?
The real estate side of ours, the county side, is only $6 million up.
That's
right, about the
six.
So the personal property or central assessed is $22 million up. So what I'm saying
but
on the local level.
It's still all taxable income, though.
I'm just saying that in the past we've had a lot more than a $6 million increase over the personal property actually went down this year, too. Part of that was the biodiesel coming off, too, personal property. So.
Okay.
$16 million overall increase.
Yeah.
Certainly better than the decrease.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So. Any more discussion? Anything else for Patty?
The ag economy tanks. And hang on.
Board of Equalization. Oh, go ahead.
You did get a report back from some of the Turk cases.
I haven't received anything in mail, but on the one with Katie, it is online, the Katie Mines case. So
is that the only one you heard back from?
That's the only one I've heard so far, yeah. And nothing by mail yet. Don, have you received anything?
Not yet.
Anything else? Board Equalization adjourned.